Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
3:05 Monday, which means we talk to John Hook. He's the Fox 10 anchor of 4, 5, and 9 o'clock on Fox 10. John, you surviving the monsoon?
Yes, but barely. My house got trashed on Friday and Sunday.
Trashed meaning what?
Flooding
like
in the front.
Like no. ASU party trashed? I mean, what happened?
No. Flooding. We've got a quirky street that I live on. And believe it or not, when the water runs off of people's yards above me up the street, the final repository is right down my driveway, across my driveway into a little wash that carries it off.
Okay.
So when it starts ripping, we get waylaid.
So are you like the guy that's like out in the, you know, the shorts and the water's up to your waist and you're putting like
sandbags at your front door?
Yeah, is that what's going
on?
No.
Didn't need sandbags. Okay. The water was starting to come into the garage, under the garage door. I was like, wow. Yesterday was one of the worst I've seen because we were right. As you looked at the map as it was rolling in, the radar, we were right in the bright red. We got nailed.
So you know, I've been out here 22 years. Mac's been out here over 10. You've been here. You went to ASU. I mean, you've been here for a while. Do you remember a monsoon that was worse than this? Because I'm having a hard time remembering when we got crushed this badly.
No, it's interesting you ask that, because when I got out here in the late 70s and early 80s, it was much more like it is now.
Really?
Yeah, you'd get a lot more storms. 84 was an unbelievable year. 1984 was an unbelievable year for monsoon. So we have had years like this, but it's been a while. I kind of do think that we're in these almost 30-year cycles, because it feels like we're coming back again to this kind of thing.
Because I can always remember over the many years, wow, I hope we're going to get the monsoon. Oh, it petered out. I hope we're going to get the monsoon. Wow, we really didn't get much. And now it's like one after the other, and APS and SRP have to be going insane with all of the outages. And, you know,
if you're
cleaning pools for a living, or, you know, you're doing people's lawn. Oh my goodness. I mean, you can't catch up.
No, I know. And the fact that some of these storms and the downbursts or microbursts have knocked down those huge metal, towers for electricity.
Right.
That takes some doing. That's got to be 80 miles an hour plus to do that. I mean, to knock those down is unbelievable. So we have had, it's been an amazing year. And I would say it raises a couple of questions. I mean, we've been talking a lot about the heat island. That doesn't let the storms move in. Well, that doesn't seem to have any effect right now. The storms are moving in. So I don't know. I don't know that we totally have this thing nailed down as to why we get it some years and why we don't.
Yeah, but John, I had a native tell me she's lived here all her life, that it seems to go, like you said, in cycles. The west side will get hit for a number of years, then the east side seems to get hit for a number of years.
Right,
it's never
right.
A consistent pattern either, that it trades off.
Well, we weren't getting much in Scottsdale, and then the last 2 days, well, that storm Friday night, the storm Sunday, I've got a rain gauge in my yard. I do. I'm a geek. And this has been 3 inches of rain over the course of 3 days.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty good.
It's not bad
it's
at
pretty
all.
Pretty good.
I think they're saying this is the second wettest monsoon since 1990. That's what I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. 90 was a good year, too, in terms of rainfall, because we can get half of our rainfall during the monsoon, which is amazing.
Right.
John, our yearly rainfall. We can get half of it. So
John Hook is joining us. Fox 10 joins us every Monday. Let's switch to the gubernatorial race in Arizona. On the 28th, we'll find out who Governor Ducey's opponent is going to be on the Democratic side. John, something we talked a lot about last week is where does this race come down to? What does it come down to, education or immigration, in your opinion?
I think for Republican voters, I think immigration is, it's recognized that it's really a federal responsibility, but I think that will be in the mix. But I think education is a top issue in Arizona. I think it continues to be. Although I do think that there was a little bit of a cooling off because of, you know, the raises that the teachers should get by 2020, although we're hearing already reports that it's vastly different from district to district, depending on how it falls. So I think some people said, okay, we can cross that off the list. The education thing, we're starting to deal with that. So maybe some attention would turn toward immigration. But I think for Democrats, Democrats don't look at immigration as something the state should be involved with anyway. Mm. So I think that's a bigger issue for Republicans, and I think education overall still is job one.
Now, John, we've talked about it, too. I don't know whether we've asked you specifically. We know that Doug Ducey was, let's just say, challenged when it came to education. He would say, I'm doing everything I can, I'm doing everything out of the budget, so on and so forth, and then Red for Ed happened. We still can't figure out why he hasn't got a bump in the polls. It's going to be close. It is. Whoever challenges him on the Democrat side, it looks like either people are, I guess, either maybe they're gun shy, maybe they're scared. I don't know, but it is not close to Doug Ducey being not behind, but he's not pulling ahead in the polls either.
I have a theory on that, and this might not be very popular in Republican circles, but I think there are Republicans who feel that Governor Ducey got rolled a little bit in the Red for Ed. I think they wanted to see a little more Trumpian approach.
Really?
Yes, I do. I think there are Republicans who feel that the governor rolled too quickly that he placated them too much, that he seemed to be so afraid to tick them off that he could have taken a harder line and said, listen, I'm going to try to help you, but don't pull the strike nonsense. I think a lot of Republicans feel that way.
Interesting, because John Hook from Fox Senate joining us. If Ducey hadn't come up with the 20 for 20, the 20 by 20, or 20% by 2020, well, then the teachers might not even be in class today. I mean, what did Republicans expect the governor to do? He had to do something. I mean, if he was going to win re-election, he had to do something.
And if you're a Democrat, that's all you hammer him on.
Was
the education, that he didn't do anything.
Right.
Well, he did something, so the Democrats really can't hammer him on education.
He got the teachers paid, so.
He did, but we also, in the midst of it, got a strike. And I think there are a lot of folks that left a bad taste in some people's mouths.
And they're blaming Ducey.
Well, I think they feel that it should have never come to that, especially when the governor seemed to be working with them and trying to get them something, and then they struck anyway. When that happened, I think some people said, well, you're not going to please these people no matter what you do. So why don't you take a tougher line on it? I think they wanted to see a little more chutzpah. Let me put it that way. I think this is in Republican circles. There are other Republicans who think, look, we needed to do this. We had to do it. And Democrats certainly felt that way. I think that teachers needed to be brought up to some kind of equity in pay compared to the rest of the country. Now, there are arguments about where they stand nationally now and where they will be in 2020. Some of the research shows that they'll be moving up dramatically nationally in where they rank once we get to 2020. But again, we're dealing with an average. So some districts will see more than 20%. Some will see considerably less. And I don't think we're out of the woods on this thing yet.
Hey, John, Republicans want Trump to endorse McSally in Arizona for the Senate. You think he'll do it, or is it not even that big a deal?
I don't think he needs to. I think the president doesn't need to get involved too much until you get to a general, especially in something like this. I don't think, unless it's a race that he really feels he needs to get involved in, and he has gotten involved in some of these special election primaries, picking, you know, a candidate he wants, but I'm not sure he needs to get involved here. And, you know, the interesting thing in that race is if Joe Arpaio were not part of the equation, some of the polling indicates that Kelly Ward could really give McSally trouble in a primary if they were head-to-head, that she might beat her. We're talking about, you know, hardcore partisan people who vote generally in these primaries. And so, you know, you could have a completely different situation if Joe Arpaio weren't in the mix.
If Joe Arpaio weren't in the mix and his votes went to Kelly Ward, she'd get creamed by Sinema, right?
We're talking Ward, right?
That is the conventional. Yeah, that's the conventional wisdom that McSally is a better general election candidate than Ward.
No doubt.
But there are people who don't agree with that. So you get all of this from, you know, depends on where your perspective is. You know, but I think Trump has kind of warmed to McSally a little bit. There's no doubt. I mean, he mentioned her again today. She was there when he unveiled the new defense budget.
Right.
And so he mentioned her by name at that event today in New York. So there is a kind of subtle nod going on without going full bore endorsement.
John Hook anchors the 4, 5, and 9 o'clock now on Fox 10.
Keep going.
I was going to say, man, when do you go home? Like after midnight or something? Jeez.
No, they carry us out on a stretcher. We get resuscitated, and then we're back the next day.
All right, John, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
All right, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck with the house.
Jeez. Take care, Matt Gatos. Yeah.
Right,
you got it.
John Hook, everybody, Fox 10.
He posted some of that stuff that was going on his house. I mean, it looked like a flood. It looked like his house was going to get flooded.
It's just been a crazy monsoon season, no question about it. All right, coming up next, we got Gut Check Time.
It's Gut Check Time with Mac and Gatos.
All right, Gatos, I need your gut check on a story that I'm sure you're aware of because of the monsoons. We know the monsoons have just wrecked a bunch of roads, trees, houses, but also it took out a casino. Talking Stick Resort this weekend had to shut down and had to evacuate all of the people who were staying there, and they won't open up for another week. Power outage occurred at 2 a.m. Saturday after a monsoon storm. The main generator and a backup generator failed. Nearly 900 guests were evacuated as a precaution. It's just a mess.
Where do you go?
Yeah, I guess to other area hotels, I guess.
900 people?
Your gut check. When was the last time you went to Talking Stick Resort, and what'd you do?
Oh, it's when I went to the casino and won $1 million.
When was that?
I did.
Oh.
The last time I went... Wait, the last time I went was... we met Arsenio Hall.
Yes, we did.
Is that that's the last time I went. Is that the last time you went?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we interviewed Arsenio Hall on the show, and I told him that his show... started puberty for me.
That's true.
Oh, Becky Lynn is... Don't look at me, Becky Lynn.
I've heard this story, but I can't remember who was on the show. Who was on the show?
Sheena Easton.
In the green dress.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was the start of puberty for me.
Yes.
And when I brought that up to Arsenio on the show, he remembered the green dress, too.
He did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah.
So do I.
And when he brought it up in person, he called security, and we were escorted out.
Yeah, and then we got booted after meeting him. Yes.
Yikes.
And he was funny that night,
He was great.
He was great.
I didn't know what to expect. I mean, you know, what is he? I mean, he's done things, but I didn't know he was still doing stand-up that well.
He had a great run.
He did.
He had a great run with the show. Then the show came back, you know, for like a year. You can't
replicate that.
Replicate what he did.
There's no way.
No. I mean, this was a guy who had, like, Michael Jackson and Prince come out at the same time and sit on the couch.
Right.
That didn't even happen to Johnny Carson. Whew. Great show.
Mac and Gatos, gut check.
All right, Mac, I've got a story you haven't seen and need your gut check. I want you to imagine just for a moment. You've raised the kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're in college or they're done with college. They're off in the real world. You're retired, obviously, with radio. You're no good anymore.
Right.
They don't want you here. You have a chance to retire on a Greek island paradise.
A Greek island?
A Greek island paradise. It is a secluded nature preserved area, apparently. And there is a big help wanted kind of post.
Okay.
Your gut check. Would you want this job kind of after you retire? You go to this Greek island.
Right.
Your only job is to look after 55 cats. This is a job that's actually been posted on some animal charity's Facebook page. You get paid. You're the only humans on this island. And all you have to do is take care of 55 cats. Your gut check, would you do it?
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
I'm allergic to cats. I can't do it.
Why don't you take a pill?
I'll do it. Yeah. Lloyd will do it.
Lloyd can do it. Lloyd will do it. A cat.
He'll do it now.
Kelly Popowski has to come with, though.
Right.
You can bring your own cat, I think.
56 cats, then.
56 cats on one island?
That's
or 55
it.
On one island right now?
All right, what if it were dogs?
I could do dogs. I can't do cats.
Would you take the job?
Man, I don't know. That's a... I'd have to see, like, the amenities. Is it a hut? Is it in the middle of nowhere?
You're on a Greek island paradise. Would you wear pants?
No.
I don't think
I would.
If
I'm all by
either.
Myself, why wear pants?
Why am I wearing pants?
Right.
There's nobody here. That must be amazing.
How do we get to the island?
I
mean, my goodness.
You swim.
I guess.
You take a boat. I mean, or you fly in.
No,
I don't know.
Do they take us there, or do we have to build our own boat, get our own boat?
You have to be Noah and build your own ark.
I thought that was St. Jonah.
All right,
gut check. Brought to you by The Joint Chiropractic. Zero copays, zero appointments, zero hassles. The Joint Chiropractic, relief on so many levels.
All right, coming up after Becky Lynn. Why was a pregnant woman at Staples asked to expose her belly? That's next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's Afternoon News. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up, we've got the Big Four at 4. Four big blockbuster stories, including Sunday's monsoon. Yeesh. That's pretty scary. We're trying to find out some more information about this monsoon. Second most rainfall since 1990. The wind has been unbelievably clocked in the, high 70s or low 80s in some parts of the valley. I mean, just amazing. So we'll talk about that coming
up. It's been unbelievable,
You go to Staples, you're pregnant, be careful.
Oh, come on!
You're pregnant and you go to Staples, beware. Somebody's going to ask you, what you got there?
Yeah, like this woman.
To avoid him asking me again, I actually lifted my shirt just a little bit, just exposed my belly, just so you can see that, no, it's just, I'm just a regular pregnant person buying school supplies.
Yeah, this woman was asked, are you stealing a bunch of stuff and hiding it under your shirt? And she's basically like, no, I'm pregnant, and there are they're twins inside of me. Oh, geez.
Yeah, she said she was apparently stopped by the store manager and then questioned by a police officer after the manager asked her, well, what do you got there? Well, I've got two unborn children.
Yeah. This woman is black. I guarantee you a dumb white person called the cops on this.
Oh, we're not going down that road, are
well,
we?
Well, I mean, that's what's happened all summer. Everybody who's calling the cops on black people are stupid white people. So I'm just assuming that this was a stupid white person, saw a black person, and said, yeah, I'm calling the cops on
now, that. Now, and I mean this, and Becky Lynn, if you want to yell at me, go ahead, because you were pregnant at some point,
at least twice.
I was going to say, why can't I just yell at you?
Because you've never been pregnant.
There you go.
Can you look so pregnant that people don't believe you're pregnant? They think you're up to something else. This woman has twins, boy and a girl. Does she look too big that people will say she's obviously trying to pilfer or steal from the store because they don't know any better?
That seems hard to believe. I've seen some people who are really pregnant,
right.
You know, and usually it's little bitty people, and then they're pregnant, so it's obvious,
right.
You know, because they're so big. But to me, that just, you know what, I would be more concerned if they looked lumpy bumpy.
Lumpy bumpy.
You know what I mean?
And not round
and
basketball.
Exactly. Yeah. Or maybe in the wrong place, like too high, too low, although different people are different, you know.
Lumpy bumpy.
Yeah, I would not ask anybody to pull up their shirt, though.
If I'm this woman, I'm pretty ticked off.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. Wait, first of all, was there any evidence that she was stealing anything?
We don't know.
Okay.
They stopped her, but we don't know if, like, security cameras or somebody said, hey, what did she do with that pack of pens or something like that?
I mean, here's the thing. When she lifted up her shirt a little bit to show her that show everybody she's pregnant and she's not stealing a bunch of stuff, there's your answer. There's nothing there. She didn't steal anything. She didn't even attempt to steal anything. So obviously, this manager went up to the woman, thought, oh, well, she's big.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
She's big. I think that she's stealing crap under there. But don't you have to have some evidence that she did it in the first place?
I guess. I don't know.
And they didn't have that. They never had that.
But then the cops asked her.
And he asked what was under my shirt.
Well, there are people under here.
A baby?
Initially, I thought he was joking. So my response first was, twins. I'm praying 34 weeks with twins.
I don't know why they would do this.
But the cops kept asking. Like, it wasn't just twins. Oh, okay, duh. Mm-hmm. I'll just move along.
Embarrassment.
He kept repeating the question, and she actually lifted her skirt to expose her belly so she could show the cop that, yes, it's not a false whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not stealing anything. I don't know, man. I would hope that there'd be some kind of evidence, but obviously she wasn't stealing anything. She wasn't arrested.
Well, I mean, if she had stuff under her shirt and she was stealing it, if she went through the doors to the parking lot, wouldn't the alarms go off?
If they were tagged.
And then they could stop it.
If they were tagged.
Yeah.
But I don't know if a pack of pens is tagged. I don't know.
Probably true. Here's a little bit more from the mom who had to show her belly and prove she was pregnant and she wasn't stealing stuff.
Mid-transaction, a police officer who was already monitoring the store approached me and insisted that he wanted to speak with me.
Mm-hmm.
Being pregnant is already high risk, and having to deal with that, that's just additional stress that I don't need.
No. So I think you're right. You started the segment by saying if you're pregnant, don't shop at Staples.
Yeah.
Or at least, how about wear a tank top? Becky Lynn, what do you think of that? If you're going to Staples, wear a tank top if you're pregnant so people don't think you're stealing stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's a good rule.
Yeah, well,
no good?
Why am I angry that she won't accept the apology and she's mulling legal action? Does it really deserve legal action? I mean, she's insulted, but does that mean she gets a payout?
No.
No, I don't think so either. No. But I would be telling everybody that would listen what happened.
Sure. But it doesn't mean you have to take them to court.
No, no.
I'd want some free pens and maybe a few notebooks.
That might be nice. Yeah.
Send me a care package.
Ink cartridges. Those are expensive and pretty nice, you know, restitution.
Exactly. Here. All right. A Staples shopper, pregnant with twins, falsely accused of hiding items under her shirt. The world is, it's ending.
It is. It is.
All right. Coming up next, Becky Lynn's got the news. We'll get some traffic. And if the economy is so good, why aren't your wages growing? We're going to talk about that next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up, Big 4 at 4. Take the first 20 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour. We'll bring you four big blockbuster stories. Also, we'll be at Phoenix Children's Hospital Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kick off the Giveathon as we do every year. At 2 p.m., and then all day Thursday, we will finish it, as we always do, from 2 to 7.
It's our 10th year.
10th year doing this. Let's get some money for the kids, for the great hospital that we have right here, and we're looking forward to it starting on Wednesday. What is the word that Trump always, always, always should use? It helps him. When he says
one word?
This specific word, yes, this is something he's done well. Jobs. It's that one word, job.
Oh, I thought you were going to say economy, because, I mean, the economy's doing really well.
Same thing.
Has he really created a bunch of jobs, though?
Well, unemployment is at an 18-year low.
Okay.
For the third straight month, there were more job openings around the U.S. in July than there were unemployed workers. So the question here is, if unemployment is so low, and Trump can say the economy is rolling, and he'd be right, are people in this economy making more money? Are their wages growing? Yes or no?
The answer is no.
Wrong. Okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
The answer is no. One is that inflation is coming up. Inflation is rising, so if you got, let's say, a 2% raise, inflation has increased 2.5 or 7%, you didn't really see a bump.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is more expensive.
Okay. So you don't feel it.
Right.
You don't necessarily feel it. There's another reason with what? Middle managers?
Yeah, there's another reason that there are just not people being promoted. You are either a worker bee and making an hourly wage or a low wage,
mm-hmm.
or you're in upper management.
And you're making a fortune.
and there is a disparity between those two, there's really not a lot of middle management jobs, particularly in the technology sector, which is weird.
So it means there's less reason to bump up salaries.
There you go.
If you're not getting promoted.
Right. There, it's not the chain that it used to be of, well, I started out on the bottom floor, and now I can work my way into, oh, I don't know, head of this, and then maybe I can work up to head of that, and then maybe one day I can be CEO. Nope, it is you are a worker bee, or you're, and I don't know how you bridge that gap, but you're making, like, a wage job, or you're making six figures with a great retirement package.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I know that this is one study. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm just going by my own life. I know people who are getting promoted. I know people who are getting raises.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't across the board the way it is for everybody. But they say nationally, yes, unemployment is low, but people still aren't feeling like, hey, I'm making more money because of inflation, because of lack of promotions. But people are being promoted. But here's the other problem, too. It used to be when you were promoted, you would make, in some cases, a lot of money.
You're talking a substantial raise.
A substantial raise.
Uh-huh.
Now, they know if you don't take it, somebody else will take that money, and they don't have to raise the amount of money they're paying to get somebody to take that job.
So the elimination of middle management positions, this study says, is a trend that research has been noting since the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is nothing new. I mean,
didn't have the recession, too,
right?
Back in 07.
But is Trump's economy really like this? The rich are getting richer, and that's it? Because, I mean...
Well, more people are at work.
People are buying stuff. People are taking their vacations. They didn't do that years ago.
And that's
so they've got to be making some money. Yeah.
They are, or they've gone back to work because the unemployment's low, but you haven't seen wages take off. So they have a job, but maybe they expected a raise or expected a promotion. They haven't gotten it. Or, I hate to say it, maybe before 2006, they could have made per hour more money than now.
But can't you also take into consideration if you've got a 401k, that's doing very well.
As long as you didn't pull anything out of it,
right?
Yeah.
It's not money you can spend today. But
right.
All right, coming up next, the Big Four at 4. We've got four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. Mac and Gatos, 2 to 6.